USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I just want to wish everybody a really happy 4th of July. We're on the way to a tremendous victory. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen big. Our country will be greater than ever before.
President Trump hosted a fireworks display last night at Mount Rushmore. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
President Trump told the crowd that the country is under attack from a left-wing cultural revolution.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
The president's remarks come as a new debate about racism and the country's early ties to slavery continues.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
Last night in Seattle, two female protesters were injured after being hit by a car on a freeway that was closed. Ron Mead is with the Washington State Patrol.
The freeway is not a safe place for pedestrians, whether they're protesters, whether they're homeless, whether they're broken down motorists. And we've worked tirelessly to separate motorists from pedestrians, fearing a tragedy like this could very well happen.
In New York City, a brand new NYPD training video is now warning officers to not grab suspects in certain ways, including chokeholds. New York City Detective Leonard Caputo.
Do not use a chokehold, neck hold, or headlock on the subject of an arrest. Do not sit, kneel, or stand on the subject's back or chest. I am now going to show you actions that are prohibited when taking people into custody.
Many cities around the country are following suit after the suffocation death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Despite the pandemic, an iconic country artist and his friends will have their yearly Independence Day concert. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
On the road again. Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July picnic is going virtual this year over concerns about COVID-19. Fans can tune in to the nearly 50-year-old music bash via Luxstream and WillyPicnic.com. Other performers expected to play include Sheryl Crow, Ziggy Marley, Steve Earle, and Nelson's fellow Texas-based singers Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, and Kiki Friedman. Some of the artists will perform at Nelson's Luck Ranch in Spicewood, northwest of Austin. Others will be streaming live from other locations. Nelson's event started in 1972 and has been held almost every year since then. Moving around Texas, it typically draws thousands. The 87-year-old Nelson's 70th album was released, called The First Rose of Spring, featuring two new tunes plus Nelson's take on songs by Toby Keith and Chris Stapleton.
Japan's weather agency has issued a dire warning of flooding and landslides for two areas in southwestern portions of Japan. Around 200,000 people in Kumamoto and Kagoshima are under evacuation orders. Local newspapers say more than a dozen are feared dead. The Kuma River has risen well above its banks, washing away at least one bridge and cutting off citizens from rescue crews. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.